180 degrees.
Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, Ohio and Kentucky Anna District mail handlers. And of course, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Interesting podcast this morning. And the podcast starts off with the announcement that Acting Plant Manager Morrow has been asked to leave Columbus, and they have given him another detail. Well, a different detail. It appears that the Acting Plant Manager Morrow did such an excellent job with the package scores in Columbus, Ohio, that he's going to the Eastern area as part of the package strategy team. Way to go, plant manager. You know, I remember the first time I met Terry Morrow, and from that moment till this exact moment, I knew that his tactics were very questionable, to say the least. We had a conversation, and he explained to me that, and it was around July, when the local president and acting plant manager got together and brought over 50 casuals into the Columbus processing plant. And I remember asking him a very specific question. And again, I was still suspended at this time, so we were just having conversation. In fact, it was our very first and pretty much our last conversation. And I asked him, I said, well, if you and the local president, yes, your current local president, co-signed or helped broker this deal, I said, if the two of you got together and you're going to bring 50 casuals over cap, what are the mail handlers receiving in return for that? And what he said to me was, the local president asked him for two things. One, do not let Ken Hodge park in the president spot. And two, do not let Ken Hodge get any union time. And I promise you, on all that I know, I can't make this up. This was a conversation between the acting plant manager and myself. So this isn't third-hand knowledge. This is exactly what he told me. And as time, when I say time went on, as about a month or two down the road, I come to find out that this is the exact same casual over compliment, casual over cap, underhanded, sneaky play that the acting plant manager and, well, the former now acting plant manager and your current local president pulled on mail handlers in Youngstown. And for all the current local president supporters, before you start trying to twist the story up, let me explain to you and let the whole podcast audience know that I am more than aware that the local president can't authorize that. That's authorized at a national level. But if it's signed off at the local level, then the message that's sent to the national president is that, okay, the local president has already gone through the process to make sure it's a good deal for the mail handlers. And yes, it's not rubber stamped at national, but they're going to agree with what the local president says. And in this case, Columbus, Ohio, and in the case of Youngstown, the local president, I hope he got an envelope under the table, because what he did to mail handlers, it wasn't right. And I would never do that as your local president. I know I drifted a bit, but let's get back and I'll finish off my conversation that Mr. Morrow and I had. And it just let me know, because I remember saying to him, I did not know I was that important, that the local president would enter into a deal to extend the cap on casuals, and the only thing you ask for in return is to try to do some negative act or make Ken Hodges' workday a little more harassing. Shame on you, local president. And the reason I speak about this with respect to acting plant manager, because that's exactly what he did. He sends me a letter. You're not the president, and if you park at a president spot, I'm going to have your car towed. Well, I am the president. I am suspended of some of my duties unconstitutionally, but I am the president. I get paid every single month as the branch president of Columbus, Ohio. Yes, Local 304, while you listen to the current local president telling you what an awful, terrible, or rogue individual I may be, every single month they pay me. So I ask you, you mean, and I've asked him this question on several occasions, there's no work that you want me to do? You just want me to take this check for over 2 years, and about 4 months, they paid me for doing absolutely nothing. I'm just letting you know this because, see, number one, when I'm your local president, branch presidents will receive training. They will receive guidance. See, that's the proper way if something isn't done to your liking and you have the authority, not just to silence someone and leave them out to pasture. I don't believe in that. Everybody has value. So, Terry Morrow, again, the first. And then I presented Mr. Morrow with a certification list that comes to the plant manager from the local president. Every certification list for the last almost 3 years, branch president Kenneth Hodge. You see, your local president sold people on some nonsense. He thought he suspended me of all my duties, but that just goes to show how much he does not know about the duties of a branch president. But nonetheless, some of my duties were suspended. I'm still on your certification list as branch president. I still get paid every month as branch president. Somebody tell me why I'm not the branch president. I am a branch president with limited capabilities or limited access, but I'm still the branch president. But nonetheless, Terry Morrow, you held that nonsense for your buddy, current local president. And now that you're gone, I'm going to campaign as hard as I can so that maybe wherever it is that you're going, you can take the current local president with you. You see, folks, here comes some of that old school postal management that I was a part of for over 25 years. They can call this a detail, they can call it a reassignment, but the fact that they're bringing another individual in on a detail is really kind of telling Mr. Morrow, bringing another individual in on a detail and sending Mr. Morrow to the Eastern Area Package Strategy Team. If I was to sum that up, that would be like going from playing in the major leagues to you are now trying out for a college team. Yeah, don't be fooled. apparently, the former acting plant manager pissed somebody off, and this was their way of responding to him. That's how postal management plays. Anyway, the gentleman coming in, I'm going to read to you the announcement coming from Ms. Curtis. Yeah, I have access to that stuff. Well, excuse me, people give me this stuff. She's pleased to announce the executive detail assignment of James E. Schaefer, senior plant manager, Louisville, Kentucky, Kentucky, Indiana District. She's pleased to announce him on a detail to the plant manager major for Columbus, Ohio. Mr. Schaefer has over 34 years with the Postal Service with extensive operation experience. In addition to his current executive position as senior plant manager, in Louisville. Yeah, see, I was going to say in Louisville, but we'll go with Louisville, Kentucky. Mrs. Schaefer has also served as senior plant manager in Knoxville, Tennessee. Additionally, he served as manager of distribution operations in Knoxville. Wow, he went from the MDO to the plant manager in the same plant. He's put time in as he was manager of implant support in Lakeland, Florida, and as operations support specialist in Tampa, Florida. Mr. Schaefer is a graduate of the Advanced Leadership, Executive Leadership, and Executive Foundations Program. He is also a Lean Six Sigma Green Belt. Well, Marcus Lane out of Columbus, Ohio, is an SDO. He's got his green belt also. But anyway, then she closes it out with, she being Ms. Curtis, she want to thank Mr. Morrow for serving his position in acting capacity. Now, go ahead and leave. But, hold on. I don't find it funny. I just find it karma. And the reason I can laugh about it in all seriousness is because I think I'm a good person. The reason I laugh and can make fun is he's just being moved from location to location. He's probably going to make a little more money because they're going to put him on per diem up in the eastern area. So karma just caught up to him. So just so you understand, I'm not a mean person in that sense. If he had been fired, then I wouldn't even speak about it because that's not even funny. But I think it's funny that you went from plant manager major to now you're on the package strategy team. Okay, career's moving right along. And I'd like to say, maybe stop by maintenance control and pick you up one of those couches that you bought, a pool table, and maybe two of the flat screen TVs, and have a nice life. And to the folks on the many, many, many committees that he put together, I know the group dynamics or group interaction probably was pretty awesome. And, you know, that's cool. But I want you to know that you have union labor management meetings designed to do that. Okay, so you probably want to start getting in touch with your union representatives on both sides of the house and start pushing these concerns to them and then demand, yes, I did use the word demand, that they follow up for you. So the fact that, I don't know, maybe 38 committees he started are all going to be dissolved, they probably should have never existed when you have labor management meetings. Get with your union personnel and force them, you know, and stay on top of them. Be persistent and have them address those same issues in a confine or parameters that are already set, a.k.a. our national agreement. Hey, listen, Saturday, October 19th is the notice of nominating meetings. In other words, our local will have meetings today to nominate individuals running for office. The offices that are going to be available, local president, which naturally will be taken by Ken Hodge, vice president, which will be taken by Brother William Kirkland, treasurer, recording secretary, you got state executive board members, and you have branch presidents. I want to say to every branch that's out there, and particularly the Dayton, Ohio branch. Listen, folks, now will be a real good time to challenge for that position. I'm going to come in with a lot of new ideas and concepts, and sometimes it's better if you're not inundated with 25 years of the past union dealings. So, and the reason I said in Dayton is once I'm successful or voted in as your local president, I just don't see the branch manager in Dayton wanting to maintain that position. I wish she would. That would be good. But if not, Dayton, Ohio, you probably want to think about posing competition to that Dayton, Ohio branch, all branches that are out there. Think about it. If you're really ready for change, you're going to have a new local president, and the vision is going to be different. And I'm going to need visionaries with me. So again, if you've been sitting on the sidelines because you know your union doesn't do a whole lot for you inside your branch office, and let's keep it 100. I'm not talking bad. I'm talking reality. If you're in one of those offices, now is a good time to step up. All you need is a nomination by 1 o'clock today, because that's what the meeting is. The meeting will be held at 6509 Montgomery Road in Cincinnati. And I want to say, I'm going to end this podcast with a campaign promise. Once elected, that building that you're going to, 6509, that will not reflect your new leadership. That building will be fixed or it will be sold. That's a campaign promise. Have a good day, folks. And remember, 180 degrees, new direction. The local president of local 3-0-4 Kenny Hodge.